This is the Oz Indie Show. I've been playing the best tracks of 2021. Still another hour to go, but right now, the track of the year. And first up, I have a chat with the artist Matilda Rose, and then play her track. This is Personal.
Hello.
G'day, Matilda Rose, Greg Carrick, Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thank you. Yeah, good to catch you.
Yeah.
No worries. So, you okay to talk?
Yeah.
Now, I just want to go into your background a bit. You started off doing more country sort of tracks. Were you doing that for long?
Yeah, because I grew up in country music, really. And I think it was just something like I always loved and I always did, because my parents love country music as well. And so, yeah, it just felt natural, and I loved the Dixie Chicks and Kacey Chambers.
Yes.
And, you know, Taylor Swift. So I kind of just dove into that, and I did that for a good 7 years or so, just doing talent quests and little pub gigs. And then I think over lockdown, I kind of experimented with a new sound and completely changed path.
Yeah, I noticed on your Facebook page, there's a lot of photos of you doing live gigs. You must really like that.
Oh, yeah, it's super fun. And I love, you know, like casual kind of like pub gigs and stuff, because it's always fun to get all a bit rowdy with the crowd.
Yeah, well, the country music would really suit the live gigs.
Oh, yeah, it's very fun.
What made you change and try pop and alternative sort of tracks?
Honestly, I wrote a song, Watch Me Break Your Heart, and when I was singing that, I'm like, oh, this needs to have, like, this a beat drop here. This needs to have this. This isn't going to fit country music at all. So I, like, put a post on Facebook saying, hey, like, country friends, anyone know a good pop producer? And they put me in touch with Tim McCartney, my producer, and, yeah, we've been making pop stuff ever since.
Yeah, and quite well received.
Yeah, it's going pretty well.
Yeah, now, the track that has won the Oz Indie Track of the Year, this is Personal.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. You deserved it. How did that come about? Was that something from your own experiences?
Yeah, so I had, you know, a fun little relationship breakdown, if you will, and it had been like a fair while, but I wanted to try out producing myself, and I had my laptop and my garage band kind of made this little track. I'm like, oh, I should put some lyrics to this.
Yeah.
So I wrote, you know, the most angry, sassy like, lyrics I could, because I was inspired by like a few songs like Why Do You Love Me by Charlotte Lawrence and a bit of Billie Eilish, of course.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just wrote those lyrics, and then I put it on SoundCloud, and then people really loved it. So I, you know, recorded it properly with Tim.
Well, it's about as far away from country music as you can get.
Yeah, oh, very much so.
So have you found the reception good for this, like on community radio or anywhere?
Yeah, people seem to be liking it a fair bit. I've gotten a bit of airplay and been put on a fair few Spotify playlists and stuff, which is really, it's always really great when you put this music out into the world and you put your heart and soul into the world and for everyone to hear. So yeah, it's always nerve-wracking when you put out a song, but
yeah
I think this one went quite well with people.
Has it inspired you to do more along the alt sort of pop genre?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I feel like I record, like, every song I do is completely different.
Yeah.
And, like, this one was very much, like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Like, bass heavy. But then the next song I recorded is, like, mid-range, like, all Taylor Swift, like, 1975, like,
yeah,
a real fusion of things. And then my next song is, like, a sad ballad, so it just keeps changing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're multi-talented. So what plans have you got? Have you got EPs coming out or anything?
Yeah, I am recording an album that I want to release about middle of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put out an EP a few years back. That was a bit of an experiment with folk and country.
Yeah. All right. So listeners can get your stuff on Spotify, iTunes, things like that?
Yeah, everywhere that you can stream music, it's there. It's on iTunes, everywhere.
Yeah, and also, yeah, if they hit Facebook, Matilda Rose Music, they can follow you there and find out what you do.
Yes, for sure. Please do.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Matilda. There's no big prize. We're not going to deliver a car to you or anything, but you get a nice warm, fuzzy feeling. Well,
thank you so much. Thank you very, very much.
No worries. We'll keep an eye out for more of your stuff and the release coming out 2020.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll catch you around and we'll play the tune here on the Oz Indie Show.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
We start a fight over a missed call. Then we blame it on the alcohol. I call you small and then I take it back.
You're out drinking again, aren't you?
I take the blame for everything. Apologize when you take the first swing. We never should have made it past your fling, but we can't take it back. I've played nice, but you just can't quit. It's not you, it's me. That's bullshit. I know that I said it isn't, but this is personal. I guess I'll have to get with all your friends. Isn't that how psycho girls get revenge? I've tried, but you don't wanna make amends. So it's time I get you back. I've played nice, but you just can't quit. It's not you, it's me. That's bullshit. I know that I said it isn't, but this is personal. Now just watch me break that habit and pretend I never had it. I know that I said it isn't, but this is personal. I dragged you through the dirt and enjoyed it. I took all of your trust and destroyed it. Call me toxic, call me a witch. You put yourself in that ditch. I've played nice, but you just can't quit. It's not you, it's me. That's bullshit. I know that I said it isn't, but this is personal. Just watch me break that habit and pretend I never had it. I know that I said it isn't, but this is personal.